what's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of The State of California. Well, President Joe Biden is running for re-election at age 80. He'd be 86 at the end of his second term. And polls show a very large number of Americans think he's too old for the job and shouldn't run again. Meanwhile, calls are intensifying for 89-year-old Dianne Feinstein to step down from the U.S. Senate now that she's been home in San Francisco for a while, recovering from a prolonged bout with shingles and unable to perform many of her duties, most notably help confirm federal judges in her role on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Of course, there have been concerns for several years now about her seeming cognitive decline. Some say it is time for a mandatory retirement age from Congress. Others are calling for presidential candidates to take a mental competency test. But we all age differently, and, you know, one person's 80 is another's 60. So how old is too old? Is there such a thing? For more, we're joined today on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Laura Mosqueda. She's a renowned professor of family medicine and geriatrics at the Keck School of Medicine at USC. She's a widely respected authority on elder abuse and care of the elderly. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
All right. So first of all, I can't tell you how many people in my Twitter feed rant about Joe Biden and what they consider his, you know, obvious senility or dementia. And it seems pretty clear to me that this man still has most of his faculties and is fairly robust for an 80-year-old. I know you haven't examined him as a physician, but from afar, what is your assessment of, you know, of President Biden's mental fitness?
I see zero evidence of any problem at all. And I mean, we have to remember he has something he's publicly talked about in terms of a stuttering issue. And I think that changes his pattern of speech. But there's just no evidence that anybody has shown me that he's having any cognitive problems.
So why do you think it is that so many people, when they're asked, say, oh, no, that's too old. He's too old.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, there's this whole ageism issue, which is a very weird prejudice against our future selves. And so among all the isms, this is one of the weirdest ones. But I think there is ageism. And some of us have ageism about ourselves. There are some older adults who really feel like I don't deserve this, or I shouldn't get this because I'm old. And so, or I have low expectations. I expect to be in pain when I'm old. So we even do this to ourselves as well as doing it to others. And I think that we do know that age is correlated with higher incidences of certain things like Alzheimer's disease. But we have to remember that most people don't have dementia, and we shouldn't treat all old people as though they do.
One of the concerns about Biden is the decline that he might suffer from age 82 to 86 in a second term. What does your experience and research tell you about that?
Well, are we going to apply this to everything? Because we do know that age is correlated with increasing problems such as dementia or heart disease or other sorts of things. But are we now going to apply this across the board? Are we going to say, well, we know that people who ride motorcycles are more likely to be in bad accidents, so nobody who rides a motorcycle is allowed to be in elected office? We can't do this anticipatory sort of practice of, well, this might happen, so now we can't elect them. If it's a problem, then we do need to address it.
All right. Then there's Senator Feinstein, who clearly does have some issues, both cognitively and physically. She's almost 90. She does seem determined to hang on and finish her last term. I mean, do you think she should?
No, I don't. I think that from what I've seen, and again, it's for me, it's what I read in the papers, what I've heard on the radio, et cetera. I have no direct knowledge. Senator Feinstein, there's evidence that she's actually impaired. And I've been a supporter of Senator Feinstein. I admire what she's done. She's been a tremendous leader. And this has nothing to do with her age, but it does have to do with I voted for somebody who can do the job. And if she can no longer do the job, then I don't think she ought to be doing it. Just the same thing with physicians. We have a lot of older physicians who do a wonderful job. But if they become impaired and are unable to do their important work, then it's time to step back.
You talked about ageism. What about sexism in this case? Her defenders, notably including Nancy Pelosi, you know, say that this is sexist, that older male senators, you know, you think back to Strom Thurmond and people like that, Robert Byrd, have not been hounded in this way. Do you think that's part of what's happening here, or is that unfair?
I don't see the sexism. I understand why people are saying this. I just don't agree with it. You know, Strom Thurmond was a long time ago. And so times have changed since then. If we just look at it from really more of a sort of dispassionate, evidence-based objective look, I would like to see evidence that she is fully functional in terms of her cognition. And if she is, then I would like for her to complete her term and do her job. But so far, the evidence presented, again, in the news media, so I want to be careful because I have no direct knowledge, is that she really may indeed be impaired.
You know, when I was a kid, 65 seemed very old. That meant white-haired grandma and Medicare. But I know people now who are in their 90s who are athletic and razor-sharp, and I know people in their early 60s who are not. How have our perceptions changed as we live longer, work longer, stay healthier longer, and should that apply to elected officials too, that change in perception?
Yeah, I think it should. All right. And these days, we don't just talk about lifespan, but we talk about health span. And most people aren't interested in, I want to live as long as possible, although some are. But I think many of us are interested in how can I live as well as possible. And that means to really compress the amount of physical frailty and or cognitive problems like Alzheimer's and other dementias into, you know, the last hour of our life, if possible. Of course, that's not possible, but we want to live as healthy and well and have as good a quality of life as possible for as long as possible. And many people do this now, well into their 90s and even into 100 and beyond. And for President Biden, there's every reason to believe that this is how he's going to be aging. I like the idea of having somebody who is experienced and wise in an important position, such as President of the United States.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Fascinating stuff. Dr. Laura Mosqueda, Professor of Family Medicine and Geriatrics at the Keck School of Medicine of USC. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
You can hear The State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It's also available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll find me on Twitter at Sovereign Nation. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.